So this project I'm working on most recently has to do with the bestiary. It was a medieval book form with illustrated plates. And in medieval times, of course, most Europeans had no idea what a giraffe might be or what it would look like or how it would behave. So these bestiaries served one function, and that a couple of functions, but one of them was to show what these animals might look like and how they acted. So this particular poem is about a bird called the tawny frogmouth. The tawny frogmouth sits a head without lid. At the rainforest auction, he will belch a counterbid. Resting quietly with a noose around his heart, this bird sits gloomily like a tree-born start. Forget migration, this midget is staying put, which is not to imply that his life is in a rut. Unlike the owl, this feathered top is no evil omen. Plus, he's more quick-witted than the average Oklahoman. Brown and gray is frumpy camouflage, caused a paparazzo to miss him in the entourage. Don't tell the Irish, but this little operator invented the brogue. The fashion-forward drop a look before its vogue. To the bark of every branch, applying a craftsman's chisel, what he up to ain't none of your bizzle.